Hello there, my name is Christian and I'm calling you from FIU, Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, a manufactured home, or a mobile home?
Single family.
Thank you so much for your answer. We really appreciate your participation.
You're with the college?
Yes. Well, Florida International University.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you said a single family, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1996.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 84, so 50,
40, 50, 48 years. 40 or 48?
40, 40.
Mm-hmm. 40, okay, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Of course, everyone here has, yes.
Okay. A Category 1 hurricane?
I guess it didn't go over us, yes.
Okay. A Category 2 hurricane?
I don't think it hit us as a 2, so I'll say no.
Okay. What about a 3 or 4 or a 5?
No, I think we dodged all those. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. And can you tell me the name of that tropical storm? Do you remember?
Let's see. There was Michael. There was Irma. I don't know if I remember. There are probably more.
Okay. And what about the category 1 hurricane?
That was before that. No, I don't remember. Sorry.
Do you remember the year roughly?
I think so.
Okay, thank you so much. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No. No, we didn't really have any damage, yeah.
Okay.
My family did, but not anyone lives here. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel now to damage from a hurricane, a tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I would say not too. I think that sounds cocky, but we're not on a floodplain. I flood insurance just in case. I think we'll see.
Okay, nice. Next question. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, would you prepare by, and then you can say yes or no to this one. There are different categories. Put up hurricane shutters or board up your
home. I've done it a few times, so yes.
Okay. Buy supplies and equipment.
Oh, definitely yes.
Okay. And if it was extremely necessary, would you evacuate?
Oh, of course, happily.
Okay, thank you. And when would you like to begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Within 24 hours, within 36 hours, or within 48 hours?
I keep the rations in. Like, the rations happen like now because it's hurricane season now. So you start to just keep the food and rations. But boarding up probably 2 days to hit.
So 48 hours?
48 hours. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Well, we have the information. It depends what hits. I mean, you know.
So you would say somewhat certain?
Yeah, somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. And please select the top 3 sources of information that you get. Internet sources other than social media, yes or no?
I go straight to the weather station.
Is that your favorite part of the news there?
I don't watch the news. I just pull up the weather.
Okay.
Okay. Don't like the news.
Okay. And do you get news from friends and family?
Some. Uh-huh.
Okay. Nice. Thanks. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, yes or no?
Well, I mean, I guess I prepared, but yeah, I had to restock my insurance this last year. It got ridiculous. So I guess we'll say insurance cost is a problem. Say yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is in Florida.
Okay. Next question. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, we are not. Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Neither of those. Okay.
Neither one, no.
Okay. And when would you – oh, you already mentioned this question. I mean, answered the question. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family member, to another location within the state, or as far as possible to another state?
Another state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And how
we're landing
many...
up.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
Okay. Thank you. Do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's $2,500.
$2,500. Okay.
But it goes up for a hurricane. We all know that.
Okay. Thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,500 for an unexpected hurricane damage? And you have these different options. I am very certain I could probably come up with it. I could probably not come up with it. And I am certain I could not come up with it.
I'm very certain I could.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it changed at all, or remained the same?
It doubled this last year, and it doubled the year before it. It was horrible,
oh,
so I just went and
God.
Reshopped it. Yeah, it literally doubled. I was like, what?
Oh, okay, yeah, it's concerning, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty awful. And the flood insurance was 80% more than the previous year, too, so both insurances went up.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, let's move on. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Have you changed?
I left them. Yeah,
okay,
I left them.
Okay, so you changed insurance provider.
Okay. I did. I sure enough did.
Right. Nice. Okay. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would it be 100%, 80%, 60% or less?
I prefer insuring it at full replacement value.
Okay.
I do. I'm at 100%.
Okay. Thanks. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or would not move
from my
home?
We're considering leaving the state.
Okay. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
It is paid off, and I would not consider it.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these level of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government? Or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would say 1 and 2. State and federal.
Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'll give it a 3.
Okay. Okay, right in the middle. Thank you. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
Oh, I'm going to give that a 1.
Okay.
I mean, they keep building slab houses. What the heck?
Oh, no, really? Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm in a slab. I mean, but with all the rain and the flooding, no. These houses need to be up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But
how much?
You.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new development take? How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risks?
It gives them a 4 on wind.
Okay. How about flood risks?
It gives them a 1.
Okay.
There's an entire new community right on the river, and it's all slab houses. I'm like, you fools.
Yeah. Okay. And the last one here on this section. How much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Oh, I think that's a 1. I mean, they build houses in Guam. They can handle this.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Moving on. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? Yes or no?
Really not an opinion. Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's a funny question, but many people don't believe it. No, you're spot on. Some people don't believe it. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And do you believe it will affect you, or you believe that it won't affect you?
Oh, of course it's going to affect us. I've watched the property values on the waterfront plummet.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Would you consider selling your home? In the private market?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have two selections. The question is, would you consider selling your home? And you have two selections to choose from. In the private market or as part of a government buyout program, or neither?
I would do either one. I mean, I think I'd go private market, but if it was not rebuildable, I'd definitely go the government plan. And you see lots that get that after the storms. They just X them and say they can't rebuild.
Mm.
Do you live in Florida?
No, I do not.
you'd be amazed after a storm goes through. The federal government comes through and spray paints huge red X's, and that means they can't rebuild. They don't have enough of a lot left.
Oh, man.
The water's coming up, man.
Damn, yeah, it's really happening, huh?
Yeah, there were roads gone. Like, literally, I have to go, there used to be a road that went straight through to a marina client. Now I have to zigzag because the road is gone.
Wow, amazing. Okay, and moving on. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes? By increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
I'd say tax the large corporations that are damaging. But that's
so okay. I can write that down.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Tax the corporations.
Large emissions of corporations. Coal industry. Petroleum industry.
Okay.
I know that sounds very, very opinionated of me, but I mean, I don't think property tax is the way to go because you're an elderly community that wouldn't be able to live in their own property because they're on fixed income, so that seems wrong. So I guess if you had to pick a personal tax, it would have to be income tax.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges.
Mm-hmm.
How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all?
Moderately. I mean, I had to put a French drain in my whole property to keep the backyard from looking like a lake.
Oh, okay. Did it work?
Yeah, so far.
Okay.
So far,
nice.
So good. Yeah, it was a little expensive, but worth it. It takes it down to the street. Now, when the street backs up, it won't work.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay, next question. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you for making that decision? The neighborhood, schools around the area, pricing?
Schools was the number one. Yeah, pricing and schools were the two things, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. How long do you plan on living on your current address?
I don't know. I said I wasn't going to stay long. It's been 22 years, so I don't know.
So would you spend 20 more?
No.
So you would say between 10
and... Let's give it 5. Yeah, 5 to 10.
5 to 10. Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished, okay? What age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 34, between 35 mm-hmm. and 54, between 55 and 64?
I'm 54. Mm-hmm.
54. Okay. And what is, hold on, let me see here. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Okay. Any of those two people under the age of 12?
No.
Okay. And both are 65 or over?
Yes. Mom's 87.
Oh, also so just one because you're 53, you said, right?
Yeah, 54. Mm-hmm.
54. Okay, so just one. One person is over 65.
Yes, mom's over that.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And what is your marital status? A single, never married, married, or living with a partner, widowed, divorced, separated?
Divorced.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of schooling completed in your adult years? High school, some college, or,
Yeah, bachelor's. Mm-hmm.
Bachelor's, okay. Mm-hmm. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. What racial group do you identify yourself with?
I'm too white.
Okay.
I burn easily. I should move. Yeah, I'm very white.
And please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20,000, mm-hmm. between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, 75 and 100, or over 100?
Over that.
Okay, thank you. And these were all the questions I have for you. Thank you very much for your responses.
Yes,
have a nice
luck.
Evening. Take care. You did great. Okay.
You too. Try not to flood. Okay, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.